Revelation chapter 5. As we continue this series entitled The Precious Things of God. And our text for this morning is the words of verse 8. Revelation 5 and verse 8. We may not have the actual word precious in the verse 8, but we can see that which the Lord counts as precious. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors or of incense, which are the prayers of saints. There you have the precious things of God, the prayers of saints. For they are kept in the golden vials before the throne in heaven. They are likened unto incense, and they're described here as the prayers of saints. Prayer is the spiritual life of the renewed soul. The absence of prayer is the unmistakable evidence of spiritual death. But its existence is the evidence of spiritual life. That evidence was seen, for example, in the life of Saul of Tarsus, following his conversion on the road to Damascus. Following that great life-changing event, we read in Acts 9 that Saul made it a priority to seek out the company of God's people. But before that, and immediately following his conversion, it is recorded in Acts 9, verse 11, "Behold, he prayeth." A sure, unmistakable sign that life, spiritual life, had begun in his soul. Life divine, life spiritual, life eternal. We can see that for the saved Saul of Tarsus, his praying was as natural as breathing. He took his first spiritual breath, as it were, when he began to pray. Prayer was the spiritual breathing of his soul. It is a precious thing to hear a newborn babe pray for the first time. But something which is much more precious, not just to man, but to God himself, is to receive the prayers of his people. The words of our text prove that God reckons the prayers of his people as precious. When the golden vials of heaven are full, we are told, of the prayers of saints. So that when you and I pray, believer, our words do not fall upon deaf ears. They are not ignored. They are not refused. but are accepted by God and kept in the golden vials before the throne in heaven. Did we ever think about our prayers in this light? Did we ever consider that our prayers would be precious in the eyes and in the ears of God? Did we ever consider that amongst the precious things of God would be numbered the prayers that we offer unto Him at the throne of grace? And yet, according to our text, our prayers are precious in the ears of God. How many then? How many of our prayers help to fill those golden vials in heaven? How many of our prayers are already there, awaiting the day when God will answer them? Let us then consider these prayers that God counts as precious in His sight. First of all, our prayers are recognized by God. If 100 Christians were asked to put a value on prayer in their lives, what would their answers be? Some, no doubt, would value prayer very highly, proven by the fact that they spend many hours in communion with God. Others would regard prayer as a duty, something that Christians are expected to do. While others only see the value in prayer when they are in trouble, when sickness has overtaken them, when sorrow has broken their hearts, when suffering has become almost unbearable, then, and only then, do they place a high value on prayer. Because they are coming before God, wanting the Lord to heal them in their sickness, to comfort them in their sorrow, and to ease their pain in their suffering. That's when prayer becomes very valuable to them. And yet, God values the prayers of His people very highly, no matter what the circumstances may be, when those prayers are offered to Him. Because we are told in our text, they are in the golden vials which are full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Our prayers to the Lord, offered in times of sickness, offered in times of sorrow, offered in times of suffering, make their way to heaven. They are heard in heaven. And they are in the golden vials before the throne of God. Surely that indicates to us that our prayers, believer, are precious. Get a hold of the word. Our prayers are precious to God. That then emphasizes to us the importance of prayer, if our prayers are precious to God. Because God recognizes, first of all, our supplications. There may be those who profess to know the Lord, yet do not recognize the importance or the value of prayer. And that is something to be greatly concerned about. As we have already indicated, when new life began in Saul of Tarsus, the first sign of spiritual life in Saul was the fact that he prayed. One who professes to know the Lord and professes to be a Christian who does not pray, there must be a question mark whether spiritual life has truly begun in that individual's soul. Yet the God of heaven regards the prayers of saints to be very valuable and indeed very precious. For we see where those prayers are kept. In golden vials. Likened on to the incense. The sweet-smelling incense which is offered to God in times of Old Testament sacrifices. We see how precious the prayers of saints are in the eyes of the Lord when we consider what he has to say about prayer and about supplication. The one who hears our prayers regards them as very precious. That's why. You think of it. Since God regards our prayers as very precious, he obviously wants to hear more of them. That's why we have the words of exhortation in Scripture over and over and over again, emphasizing prayer. And if our prayers are precious in God's sight, then God wants to receive more of our prayers. Would that not encourage us to take to heart what God has to say about prayer, since we know that he is waiting to hear our supplications and to put them into the golden vials before the throne of God? The Lord regards our prayers as precious because he has told us men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray. So if we always pray, then there'll be more of our prayers than the vials in heaven, those prayers that God regards as precious. He wants us to always pray and not to give up because our prayers are precious to him. He doesn't want us to stop praying. He doesn't want us to slacken off in prayer. He wants us to be always found praying because our prayers are precious to him. The act of prayer is precious to us, but the actual prayers that we offer are precious to him. He regards our prayers precious when we open our hearts to him in times of affliction and persecution. How precious then were the prayers of Daniel? When you think of how Daniel was persecuted, when you think of how the sentence of death hung above the head of Daniel, And yet we read in Daniel 6 and verses 10 and 11 that when Daniel was aware of the sentence of death that had been passed against him, if he was found praying to his God, he would be put to death. What did Daniel do? He went into his room, opened the windows toward Jerusalem, and he prayed as he did aforetime. Now, how precious were those prayers offered by Daniel? How precious were those prayers to the Lord? When Daniel prayed at a time there was the threat of death against his name. Without a doubt, the prayers of Daniel were placed in the golden vials. God would have regarded them as very precious. Daniel praying at such a time. How precious does the Lord regard our prayers that are offered to him from a heart that is weighed down with care? In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, here Paul deals with the Christian who's full of care. And yet Paul says, be careful for nothing. Those words mean, don't be full of care. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. How precious will those prayers be in the ears of God, when at a time when our heart is weighed down with care and we seek the face of God, those prayers are precious in God's sight. And how precious are those prayers offered to him from a child of his whom he has taught to pray. As we read in Matthew 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus deals with the matter of prayer. And in Matthew 6, and there we read in verse 9, after this manner therefore pray ye. He's teaching his disciples about prayer. After this manner pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And when we are taught of the Lord about the matter of prayer, and we offer our prayers to the Lord, those prayers are precious. And how precious are our prayers in the eyes of God, which come from the lips of a believer who wants to live a holy life and prays to that end. Matthew 26, verse 41, the Lord says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. And when we heed the Lord and take the Lord's word to heart, and we do watch and we do pray that we will not fall into temptation, the Lord hears those prayers, and those prayers are precious in his sight. Here is a child of mine, as it were, the Lord is saying. Here's a child of mine, and he doesn't want to fall into temptation. He wants to live a holy life, and he's praying to that end. How precious, then, is such a prayer in the ears of God. And how precious are the prayers offered by earnest believers on the behalf of God's servants. When the likes of Paul cried out, "Brethren, pray for us." And when God hears his people praying for his servants, those prayers are precious in God's sight. When he hears his servants been lifted up at the throne of grace and God's people praying for them, God hears. And those prayers find their way into the golden vials. He's pleased. When we pray for God's servants, he's pleased when we pray. He's ready to receive our prayers because our prayers are precious. Our prayers are precious in the ears of God. But notice further regarding God's recognition of prayer. Not only does he deal or recognize our supplication, but you look at the text and it says, "And golden vials filled with waters, which are the prayers of saints." It's the prayers of saints that he hears. It's the prayers of saints that are precious. It is the prayers of saints that are in the golden vials. Not the prayers of ungodly. The prayers of saints. "And golden vials full of odors are full of incense, which are the prayers of saints." And so it is the prayers of the saints of God that God regards as precious. The reference to saints is not to the glorified saints. The reference to the saints is not the saints who are in heaven, but the saints who are on earth. Because there are no prayers in heaven except the prayers of our great high priest interceding on our behalf. Contrary to the teachings of Rome, for the poor Roman Catholic, prayers to the saints in heaven, prayers to Mary in heaven, and want the saints to plead their case before God. There's only one who offers prayer in heaven, and that's Christ, our great high priest. And what can be more encouraging than to know that our blessed Savior, who is seated at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, ever liveth to make intercession for us? How encouraging to know that Christ is the only mediator between God and man. He's the only mediator between God and man, remembering us, praying for us, upholding us in heaven by his intercessory work. He thinks of us with a friend's affection. He is compassionate towards us with a brother's sympathy. He succors us with a Savior's meritorious intercession. He's the one who prays for us in heaven. Lift up your eyes to the heavenly seat where your Redeemer stays. Kind intercessor, there he sits and loves and pleads and prays. Petitions how and prayers may rise, and saints their offering bring. The priest with his own sacrifice presents them to the King. Jesus alone shall bear my cries. Jesus alone shall bear my cries up to his Father's throne. He, dearest Lord, perfumes my sighs, and sweetness sweetens every groan. It's the prayers of Christ in heaven, not the prayers of saints in heaven. The prayers mentioned here that are precious to God's sight, in God's sight, are the prayers of the saints on earth. And those prayers that are offered to him, he counts as precious, and he puts them there in the golden vials in heaven. It is the breathings of those who know him. It is the prayers which come from the lips of a blood-bought, blood-washed soul that God hears in heaven and that God regards as precious. Yes, he puts into the golden vials in heaven the prayers of those whom Paul described as the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. The saints are those who are in Christ. We hear the pronouncements of the Pope from time to time of individuals the Pope has decided to make a saint. And the way, according to Rome, a person can be made a saint, they have to work a miracle. And Mother Teresa there lately was regarded as having worked a miracle. Now she's a saint. The only miracle that is involved in our sainthood is the miracle of the new birth. That's what makes us saints. We are saints, blood washed and blood bought. And it is the prayers that come from those who were saved by grace, the prayers that come from those who have experienced a new birth, the prayers of those who have been to the cross for the cleansing power and are washed in the blood of the Lamb, those are the prayers that God hears and God regards us precious, and God puts into the golden vials in heaven. Yes, it's our prayers that God says are precious. And our prayers that are precious to him. We who are beloved of God and called to be saints. Romans 1 and verse 7. Think of it then, dear child of God, dear saint of God. Is it not a wonder? Is it not a great marvel that the words that proceed out of lips of clay that are presented to God at the throne of grace, that God hears, and God says, those prayers are precious to me. That is a marvel. That indeed is a great wonder, that God would regard our prayers to be precious to him. As well as the supplications and the saints, we have the scope. For we are told that there were the golden vials full of incense which are the prayers of saints. Some saints, the more spiritual of saints, the more holy of saints, are it's only their prayers that are in the golden vials. Turn to Revelation 8. The 8th chapter of Revelation and verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. So it's the prayers of all saints that are in the golden vials. All saints. Young saints, older saints, experienced saints, inexperienced saints, troubled saints, triumphant saints, desperate saints, dying saints, bold, bond or free, rich or poor, weak or strong, when prayer is offered in the name of the Lord up to God, those prayers are precious in God's sight. If that person is a saint, whoever they may be, whatever they may be, wherever they may be, when they offer prayer, God regards their prayers as being precious. For as Paul has declared, Romans 2 and verse 11, for there is no respect of persons with God. You may think, but I'm not very experienced in prayer. Will God hear my prayer? Does he regard my prayers as being precious? Yes, he does. When a child receives the Lord into their heart and they begin to pray, will the Lord regard the prayer of a child as precious? Yes, he will. Just as precious to God as the prayer of a child, as the prayer of an aged saint. They all find their way into the golden vials. And the golden vials that are full of the prayers of the saints in those golden vials are prayers of children. Because they're precious in God's sight. Let those prayers come from the lips of saints and be uttered whether in a cathedral or in a barn. Those prayers are precious to God. Let them come from the lips of a pauper or a prisoner, from the lips of a sovereign or a servant. Let them come from whoever, if they're the saints of God, if they're saved by grace, those prayers are precious. And we know how precious they are because we read in our text, they're in the golden vials in heaven. If they weren't precious to God, they would not be there. If we're not precious to God, God would not hear. as well as the supplications and the saints and the scope, there's also the sweetness. Because what do we read in our text? We're told that in the golden vials there are the odors, or the incense, which are the prayers of saints. So that tells us something about our prayers, that in the ears of God they are sweet, because they're likened on to incense. Now turn with me to Psalm 141. In Psalm 141, the psalmist is speaking about prayer. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. And what is David referring to here? For that we need to go to the book of Leviticus, and Leviticus 16. And there in Leviticus 16 we have reference made to the sin offering. Leviticus 16 and verse 11, and Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil of the temple. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. So there's David in his psalm. He has this picture in his mind's eye of the priest coming with the coals from off the burning altar where the sin offering has been offered to God. And he brings those hot coals and puts upon them the incense. And when the incense falls upon the hot coals, it fills the holy place with sweet incense. And you'll notice that mention is made of the mercy seat. When God gave instruction to the making of the mercy seat, the Lord said, that's where I will meet with thee. When we pray, we go to the mercy seat. We offer up our prayers. And David was saying, let my prayers ascend to thee, O Lord, like the incense, that my prayers may be a sweet incense in the nostrils of God. And here in Revelation, our prayers are likened unto the sweet incense that filled the holy place at the time of the offering up of the sacrifice. Now, in Ephesians 5, Ephesians 5, and there we read in verse 2, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering," linking us with Leviticus 16, "an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Now we get the connection. We get the meaning of David's words in Psalm 141 and verse 2, "Let my prayers come before thee as incense, like the incense offered by the high priest at the time of the sacrifice." And the prayers that ascend to God, that are so sweet to him and so precious to him, are the prayers that we offer in Jesus' name, who is that sweet smelling savor. Why, believer, are our prayers precious in God's sight? I'll tell you why. Because they're offered in Jesus' name. And they are offered to God in the Savior's name, who is the sweet-smelling savor. He, if you like, is our incense. He is the one who sweetens our prayers. He is the one who makes our prayers acceptable in God's sight. It is because of Christ that God regards our prayers as precious. It's because of Christ, not because of anything in us, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, a sweet smelling savor. And so a person who doesn't know Christ, their prayers, they can pray all they want, but their prayers are not sweet in the ears of God. Their prayers are not in the golden vials, because the golden vials are full of the prayers of saints. The saints have offered their prayers in Jesus' name. And being offered in the name of Christ, they are precious to God. What an encouragement this is. Let us then endeavor to fill up those golden vials with our prayers. This evening, I want to continue this study, and I want to look tonight at our prayers are received by God. Our prayers are received by God. We will consider that this evening. Let us bow our heads now in prayer, remembering what we have heard about prayer, remembering what the Scriptures teach us about prayer, that our prayers are precious. Even as we pray now, God will regard what we offer to him even now as precious. Our Father and our God, it is indeed a wonder and a marvel that, O Lord, thou dost regard our prayers as precious. Prayers offered to thee from lips of clay. prayers offered to thee, Lord, by a people who often fail thee. Indeed, Lord, often let thee down and often grieve thee. Yet, Lord, thou hast shown us today those prayers are precious still in thy sight. Dear Lord, bless us this morning as we will come to this table to remember our dear Savior, our good shepherd, who has given his life for the sheep. And O loving Father, be with us, and may we know thy presence with us throughout this day. The Savior's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.